Hello, I'm Mariet Snyman. Welcome to Calm, Clear and Helpful, a weekly podcast series on taking good care of yourself and others, introducing you to a wide range of wellness professionals ready to inform and inspire. Today's topic is pioneering opioid-free pain relief solutions. My guest is Dr. Injedika Olatunde, naturopathic doctor, author, TV and radio host, and chief empowerment official at the Focus on Healing Wellness Institute, speaking from Baltimore in the U.S. Welcome, Injedika.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be able to share with your listeners.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. During our conversation, Injedika will give us practical tips on using the healing power of touch, and then it will be fun question time. Injedika, could you please introduce us to your work?
Okay, my work is really based on, I'm a naturopathic practitioner, and I specialize and focus on what I call medication-free alternatives in relieving pain using the power of touch based on reflexology therapy. And that's been my whole focus in terms of helping pain sufferers take back control of their life from living in daily pain.
How did you come to the wellness scene?
Oh, well, let me see. That is a long story, but I'll try to put it together for you shortly in a brief format. I came to the wellness scene because I grew up on home remedies. And at that time, doctors like lived in the neighborhood and they did home visits. And as a child, I saw a doctor as being a healer. And I said, oh, wow, this is something I would really love to do. Mm-hmm. And so by the time I got to college, I got a rude awakening and saw that that's not what doctors were learning how to do. And I said, well, this is not going to work for me. So I changed my career choices to becoming a social worker. And during that period, one of the things that concerned me as I worked in social work, I covered the whole gamut from infants to seniors, every area of social service. But the one thing that was common, everybody was going to the emergency room for healthcare. And I said, well, something's wrong with this picture. And then the avenues kind of opened up for natural and alternative approaches to healthcare. And so I got my training in becoming a naturopathic practitioner. And at that time, I said I wanted to add a service to my practice. And so I did what is called a vision quest. And that's where you spend time with the Native Americans. And they placed me on what they call the sacred spot on the mountain. And you connect with nature and the environment. And then you document all that's going on while you're in that space. And then when I went down, they translated for you what was really happening. And they said that I needed to use my hands. And I thought that that meant massage therapy, and I didn't like massage. So I then went on and studied reflexology, which I liked. And from there evolved the world that I'm now in called reflexology.
That's a beautiful story. And what I get from you, what I've heard you say, is that prevention is better than what you describe as taking the emergency route, which you've just mentioned. Could you explain to us what it means to take the emergency route and what the alternative is?
Well, one of the things, if you look at taking the emergency route, which I like refer to as looking for a quick fix, because no matter what's going on when you're experiencing pain, the one thing you do is go to the doctor. And when you go to the doctor because you're in pain, you're looking for relief. And usually that involves receiving what's known as medication. And the medication that you normally get, what happens is it numbs the nerve endings so that you're no longer feeling the pain, but it's not addressing the problem of the pain or the cause of the pain. And that results into what is defined as side effects that come from the initial health problem with the addition of the medications that were added that don't specifically address the problem or the pain. So like that's one of the side effects of when you go to the emergency room looking for the quick fix.
Yeah. And then the alternative.
With the alternative, one of the things that I have found in my research is really why I focus on using the power of touch as a means of relieving stress and pain, because of the fact that there's a missing piece when you go to the doctor, because one of the things that we don't realize or think about as a healthcare practitioner, that when our patients/clients come to us, they're coming to us with a specific thing that they want. And the thing that they want is pain relief and nothing else. It's just like when they go to the store, they're going to the store to purchase a specific thing and they don't want anything else but what they're going to purchase. And the same thing applies to us as practitioners. And what I found out is the missing piece that's missing in allopathic medicine that relates to what your patients and clients come to you for is called listening. And when you're talking about using the power of touch, the first thing that a practitioner needs to do is listen. Let the patient talk to you about their pain. Talk to you about their experience. Talk to you about what's going on, how they're feeling. Just in that moment, you are able to connect what I call the pain-stress connection, which leads to what is the cause of the pain. And after you've got the cause of the pain, then you can move into providing the relief through pain through the power of touch. And so touch is what I explain is it's not just a physical thing. Touch is mental, it's emotional, and it's physical, along with being spiritual as well. And so we have to incorporate all those forms of touch in the healing process as it relates to leading to prevention.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. And my next question is, you're the creator of a practice called reflexology, touchology. Firstly, before you tell us what that involves, how would you explain reflexology to someone who doesn't know it?
I love that question. It's an excellent question. The first thing is, let me tell you what reflexology is as I lead into how it works. Reflexology is the art and science of working specific reflex nerve ending points found on your hands, your feet, and your ears. And if you ever look at a chart of the anatomy, you'll see how all the nerve endings begin in your head and run straight through your body with ending points on your hands, feet, and ears. Now, to share with how reflexology works and what it is, the way I explain that, it's just like electrician. If your power goes out in your home, you can flip the switch, which is the circuit breaker, and the electricity will come on. If the electricity does not come on, then you have to call an electrician in. And so when you call the electrician in, it's based on something's wrong with the wiring, and he or she would have to connect the wiring so that you would get the electricity back on in your house. Well, the same process happens with the body. The nerve endings are the wiring, the circuit breaker, or the circuit of energy that connects with the brain, which is the communication center of the body. So whenever there's a stress area or a pain area in the body, that message is traveling from the brain through the nerve endings into the area that's in pain. And so what a reflexologist is doing is looking for that particular area, and with that area, they will reflex that nerve ending to open up those channels of the nerve ending. So that way the electricity can flow through. And to us, what that means is releasing the toxins, improving circulation, relaxing the body, as well as relieving pain.
That is such a lucid explanation. Thank you. Would you please introduce us to reflexology, touchology?
Touchology is the art and science of using our innate ability called the power of touch to heal. And touchology with reflexology is about the focus of as a practitioner, because most people see health practitioners, you know, in the words of being a healer. We are not healers. What we are, we assist the body in the healing process. So with touchology, what we're talking about is the patient and the practitioner working together as one. Because the healing process, because it's actually based on touch, involves a connection between practitioner and client, giving and receiving. Both are doing the same thing, giving and receiving. And so touchology, reflexology is about giving and receiving in assisting the body in the healing process.
And I suppose you explain this to clients / patients who come for this sort of relief.
We do, because what we're talking about, that's when I say when a client comes to me first, it's about listening. And just the fact that I take that time to pay attention to the patient client, that is the first form of touch. And with that, allows the patient client to begin to feel the connection. So we're talking about pain, stress, connection. So in that moment of me listening and the patient client is talking to me, that's a movement of touch. And then I explain what I'm listening for is the pain, stress connection, because pain does not happen overnight. It's a process. You get a warning sign with pain, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, it wasn't bad, so I won't pay any attention to it. But if you don't pay any attention to it, then the body says, okay, I'm going to escalate it. Then it starts escalating it, and then you're looking at, okay, now I got to find some relief to this. So then maybe you may take over-the-counter medication. Okay, that wears off. Then the pain intensifies some more that leads you to have to come to the doctor. But the piece that was missing, that was not understood, that pain is caused by stress, and all of the illnesses, 95%, are caused by stress. So what is stress? Stress is an event of something that has happened outside of the body that you bring inside. And when you bring it inside of the body, it is looking for a way to come out. And if there's an area of weakness inside the body, it goes to that particular organ, that cell, or that system of the body as a means of trying to release itself when it can't come out that way. And so by dealing with that and helping a patient client understand the stress-pain connection in being a contributor, once that happens, then we move to using reflexology as the first form of relieving pain before we move to the next phase, which is treatment that's based on integrative modalities that focus specifically on what is the pain problem and what modality will best be the means to relieving that pain problem, to lead that patient, client into prevention. So that's the whole process, because the one thing we have to remember, there is no one modality that can do it all. It's a combination of modalities.
Yes, that makes sense. You've mentioned different types of pain. You did that when we had our pre-interview, namely physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual pain. Could you discuss each of these, please? Perhaps offering some examples and then explaining how reflexology, touchology can be used to relieve these types of pain.
Okay, let's begin first with physical pain. Physical pain is something that you are feeling in your body. Say, for example, you have a back problem and your lower back is hurting. And so that would be described as a physical pain. It could be acute or it could be chronic. And so by you being in physical pain, what we would do in reflexology, which is locate the nerve ending on the hands and on the feet that's connected to the back or the spine. And then we would reflex that particular nerve ending to release the pressure or what we call blockages in that nerve ending, so it opens up so that the energy can flow in that area. But remember, it's not just the spine that is the problem, because in reflexology, we work the whole body from head to toe. Where in allopathic medicine, they only go for where the pain is. The thing that you must understand, that area where you're feeling the pain is not the corporate of the pain. The cause of that pain is someplace else in the body. And that's why we do the whole body, because there are supporting nerve endings to the nerve ending to the spine that you would work in conjunction with relieving the pain for a lower back. So that's physical. When we look at mental, we're talking about, it could be a chemical imbalance that has you mentally off base, or it could be a genetic connection that has you operating mentally off balance, or it could be a traumatic experience that you went through that now has you in a mental unbalanced state. So what reflexology would do in that case would be about reflexing the whole body from head to toe, dealing with the fingers and the toes in terms of, that's where the nerve endings to the head and the brain are, in terms of releasing whatever may be toxins or impurities in the body via the nerve ending to open up channels. So that way now you can start becoming balanced mentally, and it allows you now to be more open to work with your practitioner who's dealing with you for mental health issues in opening up. And that helps the mental health practitioner to be able to move effectively in providing the therapy that will best work for you and set it up so that now you can look at being able to be mentally clear and balanced. Emotionally, when we talk about pain that may be affected emotionally, we're talking about our moods. You may be up, you know, where you're real hyper, aggressive, and angry, or you may be down, feeling low, depressed, and just withdrawn. So what we do with that is we do reflexology again, working the whole body from head to toe to bring the nervings to the point where they are able to calm you down and give you what you need. If your energy level is down, it can raise it to its normal balance. If your energy level is real high, it can bring it down to its normal balance. So that was how we use reflexology in terms of relieving pain and stress associated emotionally. Spiritually, reflexology works from the standpoint of connecting all of the energy sources, which some people call the chakras, from head to toe, which is the energy level, and about connecting all the energy levels so that they are happening in oneness. Because when you're dealing with pain and stress related to spiritual issues, you're talking about becoming in oneness with yourself. So that's about relieving the disconnect and bringing you back into balance. So that's how we use reflexology to affect pain and stress physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Thank you. And Injadika, does the client need to understand what you are doing while you are working on them, or doesn't it really matter?
The main focus that we want clients in terms of receiving reflexology is to put themselves in a state of openness, ready to receive, and feel the body in the process as it's going through its changes, which I call evolution. So it's not necessarily that they have to know what's going on, but, you know, in terms of just experience it. And after experiencing it, then you can address any questions or comments that may relate to helping them understand. But the key focus is to know that you're dealing with what's called the healing power of touch, and you're touching mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually in your healing process.
I see. You've told me that apart from training colleagues in using the healing power of touch, you teach this to clients too. And I was wondering if we all have the power to heal in our hands.
All of us are born with it. And that's another excellent question I like answering as you share it. Everybody has done reflexology and they don't know that they have. It goes all the way back to what's called this little piggy. And this little piggy is something that's done to, you know, parents do this to their children, or you may have experienced this as a child, where you turn the toes, you do circular motions back and forth from the toes, and a baby or a child just loves that and it feels so good. What you've actually done is a reflexology technique, because you've activated the nerve endings in the head, because all of the nerve endings in the head are found in the toes and in the fingers. So as you're turning it and moving it back and forth, you're activating those nerve endings. And so you get a response. So a baby may start laughing and feeling happy, or it may be real soothing to the baby that they may wind up going to sleep behind it. But that is your first introduction to reflexology. And the other introduction I share about reflexology, say, for example, you hit your funny bone in your elbow. What's the first thing you're going to do?
Oh, I will say, ouch, and you're going to rub it.
Exactly. Exactly. The first response is going to be verbal. And when you do a verbal response, message through the nerve endings goes to the brain, trauma, stress, discomfort in the elbow area. Then what's the next thing you're going to do?
Yeah, then you rub it or touch it.
Then you're going to rub it. And so message goes to the brain, send the body's natural pain relievers to that area. And the rubbing activates the body's natural pain resource. That's the whole concept of how reflexology works. So, yes, we have power, healing power in our hands, but we don't realize how to use them to effectively as an approach to relieving pain and stress, so that you now have a means of pain relief. I want to share this with you to kind of like bring this all together. back in 1987, I wrote the book Reflexology Today, A Family Affair. And when I wrote the book and published it, I was then on my way to China to study reflexology. And when I got to China, one of the things I learned from the doctors in China, they spend at least an hour to an hour and a half with their patients before they do treatment. And that's how I got the concept of listening, because they spend that time listening to the patient. Then after they listen to the patient, they then bring all of the family members in, because now they're going to put together a concept or program to help the family have a prevention piece as it relates to this health problem, so that the patient who came with a health problem, now the family will not have it because they're focusing on prevention. And that was a confirmation for me, because when I wrote the book Reflexology Today, A Family Affair, I wrote it specifically because I felt that at least one family member should know some basic reflexology techniques as a way of relieving pain and stress. And this way, you now have a medication-free alternative relief to pain that's available to you 24/7.
A quick note on what I do. I'm a content entrepreneur creating podcasts and articles on living a happier and healthier life by interviewing coaches, therapists, and other wellness experts from over the world. You'll find this content on my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, and it's there to help you find just the right helping professional when you need one. The section Up Close and Personal on my website offers you a glimpse of the person behind many of the experts I feature. If you're a wellness expert keen on getting more in-person or online clients, or creating worldwide awareness of an issue close to your heart, let's talk about co-creating a podcast or article, or perhaps featuring you in a South African magazine. You'll find more information under Services on my website. To each listener, no matter your age, occupation, or where you live, how about creating your very own personal audio recording with me as a one-of-a-kind gift to someone you deeply care for? In this private interview with me, you can express your love for your partner, leave a legacy to your children or grandchildren, honor your mum or dad or a mentor. The possibilities are endless. To find out more, just click on Gift Podcasts on my website. Now, back to my guest. Before I ask you my next question, we must remember to refer the listeners to where they can get their hands on that book if they'd like to take a look.
You can go to my website, focusonhealing.com, and that way you can find information, you know, on the book.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to share.
And now you've talked about having one person in a family, ideally, who knows how to use the power of their hands. Do you have any practical tips on using the healing power of touch?
Okay, the first thing that I would share that could really be beneficial, no matter what your pain is, you don't have to know where the exact nerve endings are to the particular area in the body that you're experiencing pain. But one of the easiest ways that can really activate and be a reflexology activating system is to, in the palm of your hand, just take your thumb and just what I call like a walking motion, where your thumb is just walking across the palm of the thumb. And you just, whenever you start feeling anxious or you're feeling some pain in the area, just walk the thumb. Or either do circular motions, going all across the whole palm of the hand and doing it all on each of the fingers. That is what I call emergency reflexology. For any and all, like, you know, health issues, emotional issues. And that's a quick way to deal with moving forward in terms of activating the body and connecting the nerve endings with the brain to start sending stress relievers, because that's what I call it, a stress relief.
Any other tips you might have?
The other thing I would say in terms of focus on understanding that whenever you're in a, what I would call a stress situation, look at it real closely and pay attention to your feelings about the stress situation. Take a moment, and that requires taking a deep breath and looking at the situation, looking at the experience before you respond. Breathe through it. That's a form of touch, because breathing is a form of touch. And that also helps to reduce the buildup of the stress that can lead to you internalizing what's going on around you. So take a moment to just take a deep breath and look at the situation and know that what you see at the moment is only for that moment. It's not for eternity. It's just for that moment. And when you understand that, then you don't become overwhelmed and lead to internalizing so that eventually it becomes an illness.
That's very wise. Would you like to tell us more about the Focus on Healing Wellness Institute?
Okay, Focus on Healing Wellness Institute was founded back in 1985. And it started as an information provider service, because I've always been focused on the alternative and natural approaches to healthcare. So when Focus on Healing was created, it was created to introduce the community to the various traditional and cultural healing practices that are available in terms of putting together a healing program if you wanted to use natural approaches. And so because it became a resource, we were a resource center, so people would come and gather information. So then I was a researcher collecting information and providing it. And that was how Focus on Healing Wellness Institute got started. And then eventually it moved into providing training and workshops on how to relieve stress and focusing on healing from stress using alternative therapies and how to integrate them. Then it evolved into focusing specifically on training healthcare practitioners in using reflexology. So in other words, from there, it became a training format. So Focus on Healing Wellness Institute was about providing training to various entities that were interested in using reflexology, in addition to me being able to provide my service as a practitioner. So that's the overall evolution of Focus on Healing Wellness Institute.
That sounds like your life's work.
Yes, it is my life's work. And like I say, it's the extension of my childhood desires of what I wanted to do career-wise. But I'll share this little tidbit with your listeners that can kind of give another overview or another insight to who I am as a practitioner. when I got started in reflexology, my training was based internationally in the health arena in terms of training in reflexology. I had the opportunity to train in Africa. I also had the opportunity to train in China. I had the opportunity to train in the Caribbean islands as well, and to pull all of that and bring all that together. Out of that came the focus as I was doing reflexology. Nobody was doing it at the time when I introduced it. And so it was like me stepping out with a new alternative that was over 5,000 plus years old. But in that process, when I started my practice of reflexology, I began my practice working with senior citizens. That's how I built my practice. And working with seniors, if you understand seniors, seniors are, they know exactly what they want, how they want it, and when they want it. And so you have to be really in tune with seniors when you work with seniors. And so I spent my beginning years working with seniors. But the beautiful thing about that was that with seniors, they became the foundation of who I am today as a practitioner. I say that because when I worked with the seniors, from the seniors, I was able to work with their family members, and then their family members introduced me to people they work with, people they were connected with, and that's how my practice evolved. But the one thing that the seniors did that really put me on the map in terms of what I do, they loved me working on their feet and hands during reflexology. And then they said, can you now take care of my feet and hands? So they wanted manicures and pedicures.
Ooh.
I knew nothing. I knew nothing about manicures or pedicures. So then I went back to school and trained to do manicures and pedicures. But the thing was, because I came from a health perspective, I knew nothing about the beauty industry. So one day there was a training program in New York that a school from California was in New York doing a training program because they were in the beauty industry and they were opening up the doors for reflexology in the beauty industry. So I said, okay, let me go up there and take the training program. I took the training program and they said, well, since you're on the East Coast, we'll come down to your area and do a training program. Now, I had never done anything like that in my life. So what happened was I called together all my massage therapy and alternative healthcare colleagues and put together this training program, and they came down and did it. And as a result of that, I wound up for close to about 7 to 10 years, I became the East and Southeast instructor here in the United States, teaching reflexology to the beauty industry. So that's how my teaching started.
Ooh.
And so from there, people started asking me, well, can you teach us as it relates to health, which was bringing me back to my original training. That's opened the doors for me to start teaching reflexology to healthcare practitioners and evolve to what I do now. But all of that happened because of me working with seniors who laid the foundation for my growth and development as a reflexology practitioner, educator, as well and researcher.
Oh, I love that trajectory.
Thank you.
And then Injadika, you have a podcast series, right?
Yes, I do. I have a podcast series called The Touchology Wellness Experience. And that podcast is focused on specifically bringing information and esteemed, innovative guests who practice medication-free alternatives in relieving pain and stress without side effects. So that's what Touchology Wellness Experience is about. It's an extension of my Focus on Healing Wellness Institute, allowing me to bring information to the larger population of people who are looking for alternative modalities or traditional cultural modalities in healing themselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually to get back to having optimum health and wellness. What I refer to is putting the heel back in healthy.
That is putting it in a nutshell too beautifully. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
I'm going to attach the link to your website to the podcast. And before you go, may I ask you a fun question?
Yes, you may.
Right. We're going to the realm of the imagination, so you needn't be practical. Injadika, if you could play a favorite childhood game with some good friends, which game would you like to play?
What game would I like to play? A childhood game I like to play. I think hide and go seek.
Thank you, Injadika, for sharing with us in such a lucid way your approach to pain relief. And I never realized that touch could function on all those levels, you know, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. And thank you, too, for the energy you've brought to our conversation.
One of the things I like to share, there's an African cultural tradition of when you come and visit someone's home for the first time, you bring a gift. And I have a gift for you and your listeners. It's called Medication Addiction-Free Pain and Stress Relief Poster that your listeners can download at touchologyreflexology.com. My gift to you in saying thank you for having me.
Thank you, Injadika. That is wonderful. And to our listeners, it was good of you to join us. I'd be honored if you'd share this episode with someone you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, for this episode's podcast notes and for free podcasts and articles on how to live a happier and healthier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, just search for Mariette Sneeman Journalist. The podcast series, Calm, Clear, and Helpful, is produced by me with original music by Mart Marie Sneeman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9:00.